So if you've ever been to the Wisconsin Dells, you may have taken a ride in an unusual vehicle that travels both on the land and in the water. The original Wisconsin Ducks have been shuttling folks around the Dells since the end of the Second World War, and they're celebrating their 70th season in operation this year.
But how did a seemingly oddball vehicle built for military use become one of the most popular attractions in the Dells? And most importantly, what's it like to actually get behind the wheel of one?
Well, joining us now to talk more about the Ducks is Dan Govinsky. He's the General Manager of Original Wisconsin Ducks and Dells Boat Tours. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with the duck itself, the vehicle, kind of half boat, half truck. What's the story about how these things came to be?
They were built between 1942 and 1945 for use during World War II. They were used to carry troops and cargo from ships to shore, and in some cases they would carry troops and supplies even 50, 60 miles inland. And after the war, a gentleman had an idea to bring a duck to Wisconsin Dells, and his name was Melvin Flath. And he knew a guy who lived across the street from him who owned a duck by the name of Bob Unger, and they decided to bring it to Wisconsin Dells in the summer of 1946 to try it out. And they had great success with that one duck back in 46. So then after that season, Unger took his duck and drove it down to Florida. He was a young 23-year-old, just out of the service, so he could do whatever he wanted, and he took it out of the Dells. And after that, Flath, over the next few years, purchased 37 ducks because he had seen the success that Unger had had with that duck that first season.
I'm guessing the name duck is not the official name for these vehicles, especially if they're military vehicles, right?
The military gave it a term of DUKW. D was the year that they were manufactured. U stood for amphibian. K was front-wheel drive, and W was rear-wheel drive. And just because of the similar name, they started to be referred to as ducks, D-U-C-K-S.
And so these vehicles are basically war veterans, right?
I mean, yes, they are. They're all the vehicles that we have were from World War II. The last ones, as I said, were manufactured in 1945.
Now, do you know what they? I mean, are you able to track what some of these ducks' histories are, or is that something that sticks with them?
The majority of the ducks that we have were kept in the United States at the bases. But we do have a few that we had purchased from Italy about 15 years ago, and a couple of those are in service, and those would have been used in the invasion of Sicily and then on to Italy after that.
Now, do they have, like, war wounds or anything like that, or do they just kind of look like the other ducks?
The ones we have were all in pretty good shape.
So you've got, as I understand it, one of the biggest fleets of ducks in the country. There are other places that do these duck tours, but Wisconsin has the largest fleet. How did you get so many?
Well, Flath started accumulating vehicles, and then through the years there was a ownership change a couple times, and the company kept growing, and we kept seeing a need for more and more vehicles. And our fleet now has 92 vehicles. Of the 92, we have 45 that are regular tour ducks. We have another 8 that shuttle people back and forth from our downtown area. And we have vehicles that are used as work vehicles. They still have the winches on them in case we would have any vehicle that would break down on the water or on the lake. Those work vehicles are used to bring the ducks to shore. And other vehicles are kept in storage for future use.
And so the thrill of the whole thing is you're able to drive people around on land and then take them into water and then go back on land again.
That is correct. The most amazing thing about it is you're driving down one of our scenic trails and all of a sudden you drive this land vehicle right into the water, and people are fascinated by it.
Now, I have not been on a duck myself. I've heard from other people on staff. One person described it as terrifying but fun. Another person, scary but fun. So
it's fun. I've been on it.
What is the thrill factor here on these things? Is it like a roller coaster kind of?
No, it's a scenic thrill ride. It's 8.5-mile tour of the Wisconsin River, Lake Dalton. And then we have about 4.5 miles of scenic trails that go along the river. The property has all been maintained in its scenic state without any buildings or any development on the property. And the duck travels through fern-filled canyons and gets up close through the sandstone formations along the river and on land through the gorges.
You're listening to Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking to Dan Gavinsky. He's the manager, the general manager of Original Wisconsin Ducks and Dell's Boat Tours. We're talking about the 70th anniversary of the ducks in Wisconsin Dells. And here's a question I have for you, Dan. What's it like driving one of these things? Is it like, you know, taking a Vega out for a spin, or what's it like? I mean, is it a hard thing to drive?
Well, we have a 2 to 6 week training program to teach our drivers how to drive them. They have manual transmissions, and which involves double clutching, and so it takes a little while to teach our people how to drive. But it's
do they have diesel engines on them?
Yeah, we've gone through a conversion in the last few years from gas to diesel engines.
Dan, how fast do they go?
On land, they go about 6 to 7 miles an hour, or on the water, they go 6 to 7 miles an hour, and then on land, they can get up to 50 miles per hour.
Now, do they still make, the ones that you use were made in the 40s, but why didn't they make more of them? It seems like there would be a market for that.
Well, it's a military vehicle, and they kept them in service through about 1958, and then after that, you know, they came up with other concepts to use for amphibious purposes, but it was one of the most important vehicles during World War II. Over 2,000 ducks were involved on D-Day with the invasion in France.
Now, obviously, this is something that has caught on, particularly in the Dells. People have been loving this for 70 years now. How do people react the first time that they take a duck ride?
Well, it's a great experience for them, the young children that are taking it. It's the big wow factor when the duck drives into the water. And we've had generation after generation of families that are taking the tour. Grandparents are bringing their grandchildren because it was something that they had done a long time ago. And it's part of the experience of being in Wisconsin Dells. And it's such an iconic Midwestern attraction that started here in Wisconsin Dells. Now, there are other duck companies that have started up around the country, but in some of those cases, they are not. They have a vehicle that is remanufactured to look like a duck, and they're not original World War II vehicles.
So is there something special about taking out the original World War II vehicles for you? Is that something that's important to you?
Yeah, we've tried to maintain that, and it gives the people the opportunity to actually ride in one and drive down the water just like it was done over 70 years ago. And the fact that it is a military vehicle and that is now being used for commercial purposes, you know, I think is pretty unique.
And is there also something special about the landscape of the Dells so that when people are in one of these, the duck is the perfect vehicle to see the landscape in?
It certainly is. Wisconsin Dells is known for the beautiful sandstone rock formations along the upper Dells and the lower Dells, and most of the property has been preserved in its natural state. And the duck is the most unique way of seeing this beautiful piece of property, both on the water and on the land.
Now, have there ever been times when the ducks have been called into duty for emergencies or anything like that? Because it seems like they'd be useful in floods and things like that.
Yeah, through the years, the ducks have been called over to Baraboo several times, and then back in 2008 when we had all that rain and the lake drained, the ducks were being used to move piers and rafts and trees that were floating over towards the dam to clear the spillway off, and then we were also out on the water trying to catch boats that had been floating away. And then also that following week, when the rains continued, the ducks were taking federal and state officials on Interstate 90 when it was closed because of all the flooding that was taking place, and the ducks were being used to observe the flooding and see what was happening and what could be done to try and get the interstate open.
Wow.
Now, Nathan on Facebook left us a comment. He said, I remember doing this once as a kid. The driver's favorite phrase was 10 miles per hour on water, 20 on land, and 60 straight off a cliff. A little duck driver humor there, I guess. Do you have to have something special, some humor to be one of these folks?
Oh, it's part of the driver is the pilot and the guide, and they do a narration and talking about the geology, the history, and they provide humor to it through the jokes that they have. And in some of the places, you pull up on top of a sandstone bluff overlooking the Wisconsin River, and then you go down a steep hill after that, and that's when they start telling those stories like that. And it's a joke, and the people that have ridden it are expecting it, but the jokes still go over very well.
Now, you started working for the organization when you were a kid, right?
Yeah, I was fortunate to be able to get a job when I was 14 years old, working in the parking lot, cleaning up the grounds, cleaning the bathrooms, and did that until I was 18 and able to get a license to drive a vehicle. Drove it through college, and it's one of the premier college jobs here in Wisconsin Dells for the kids that drive them. It's a great opportunity to work outside, work driving a unique vehicle, be on the water, and you're able to entertain hundreds of people every day.
Thanks so much. Dan Gravinsky, and who is he again, Veronica?
Well, Dan Gravinsky, general manager of the original Wisconsin Ducks and Dells Boat Tours. He joined us to talk about the history of the Wisconsin Ducks as they celebrate their 70th season in the Dells.